Good morning, Rav Tanya Chayadim Klal Lamed Aleph, Simin Lamed Vav. Now, he says, what about the following scenario? The end of Simin Lamed Vav, he says, Vimcha Shabbos, Vimachim Shein Sefer Torah. You're in a place where there's no Sefer Torah. So, we know that we say Ashrei, we say Ovel Tzion, then we say the Pasuk Vani Sefilah Si. So, we say the Pasuk Vani Sefilah Si, after the, in a regular place where there is Kriya Torah, we say Ashrei, we say Ovel Tzion, we say the Kaddish, and then we say the Pasuk Vani Sefilah Si. But if there's no Sefer Torah, where is the appropriate place to say Vani Sefilah Si? Do we say it after the Kaddish, like we always do? Or do we argue, like we mentioned yesterday, Shir, that the Kaddish is supposed to be an introduction to Shemoneh Esrei? So we should maybe say Vani Sefilah Si in that situation before Kaddish, because immediately after Kaddish, we're supposed to go straight into Shemoneh Esrei. So that's what the Chayyim says. Mincha Shabbos, Malkam Shein Sefer Torah, Armin Acher Uvol Tzion, after you finish Uvol Tzion, the whole paragraph of Uvol Tzion, you say Vani Sefilah Si, the Pasuk of Vani Sefilah Si, Rachakah Kaddish, Umispal Milches. So in that situation, you do not want to interrupt between the Kaddish and the Shemoneh Esrei, right? Even with just one Pasuk, there's not supposed to be any interruption between the Kaddish and the Shemoneh Esrei, right? The Kaddish acts as introduction into the Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, the Pasuk of Vani Sefilah Si is moved back to before the Kaddish. In a place where they have a Sefer Torah, you're going to be saying another Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei, so there's no reason to do that. You can say the Vani Sefilah Si after the Kaddish, because there'll be another Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei. But over here, there's only one Kaddish, so you can't do that. This brings us to an interesting halacha. What is the appropriate procedure for taking off tefillin by Rosh Chodesh? So the Kaddish which we're going to say, the Chatzi Kaddish which we say before Musaf, is the same situation. That's the Kaddish which introduces the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. The Kaddish Yisgabal of Shachar, you already said after Hallel. And now this Kaddish that you're saying right now is the Kaddish which introduces the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. So it's a Kaddish. There's not supposed to be any interruption between the Kaddish and the Musaf. So therefore, there are two opinions when to take off our tefillin. We do not wear tefillin for Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, because Musaf Shemoneh Esrei is referred to as Keser. Keser Yidnu Chol Hashem Elokeinu. So even for the Ashkenazim, which do not say the Nusach of Keser in their Kedusha, but Musaf is considered a moment of Keser, which we give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not appropriate that Klai Yisrael should be wearing their Keser at that point in time, because we're giving the Keser to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we take off the tefillin before Musaf. So one opinion says that the tefillin should be taken off before the Kaddish. And this way, immediately after you say Kaddish, immediately you will go into Shemoneh Esrei. The second opinion says that no, that since it's brought down based on Kabbalah, etc., that we're supposed to wear our tefillin for a certain amount of Kaddishim during the day. So the Kaddish after Uvol Tzion, before Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, one should be wearing his tefillin at that point in time. One should loosen the tefillin when you say from the hand, when you say Nishmor Chukecho Olam Hazeh. That phrase is when you loosen the tefillin from your hand. We do not actually take off the tefillin from the Shal Rosh or the Shal Yad until after Shemoneh Esrei. Until after Kaddish. But it's important to point out that a person is not allowed to be mafsik, even with one pasuk, between the Kaddish and the Shemoneh Esrei. So even though a person is taking off his tefillin then, it should be done in absolute silence. A person should not be talking. A person should not be even davening. So I'm behind a little bit. I didn't finish Uvol Tzion. Taking my tefillin anyway. We're ready for Shemoneh Esrei. So why not finish off Uvol Tzion while I'm taking off my tefillin, while we're waiting to get ready for the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei? So that's not the halacha. The halacha of the person should, at that point in time, should not be do any speaking at all, not in Divrei Chulin, not in Divrei Torah, and not in Divrei Tefillah. I'll say some Tillim. It's a waste, opportunity to say some Tillim. I'll say some Tillim then. So a person should not do so. A person should be that after the Kaddish, we'll take off the Shayad, the Shal Rosh and the Shayad. And in silence, should you wrap your tefillin at that point in time? So since the Kaddish goes immediately on to the Shemoneh Esrei, so there's some opinions we hold you should not wrap your tefillin at that point in time, because it's a hefsek, and we're trying to minimize the hefsek as much as possible. Some say that you should at least wrap your shel rosh and put it into the bag, because the Mishnah Berurah says we have a minig in order to put the tefillin in the right place in the bag, so we shouldn't by mistake the next day have to be maver al mitzvahs to get to the appropriate tefillah, whether it's the shayat should be in the correct place that our hand goes to there first. So not to make that mistake, we take off the shalrosh and we put it in the bag before we take off the shayat. And that's the standard minhag. Whenever you take off your shalrosh, you should wrap it up and put it in the bag first, and then only then take off the shayat. So some say you should do that over here as well. But the minhag which we had in Tells, and the minhag which we have over here in the Yeshiva, based on Rabbi Einar's itself, was that a person should not wrap any of his tefillin, should cover it with something, it should not be looked at it sitting there with bizoyan, and start Shemoneh Esrei as quickly as possible. And that's why we should minimize the hefsek between the Shemoneh Esrei and the Musaf Rosh Chodesh as much as possible. Have a good day.